Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Doug LaMaurice joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. His new book, The Road to Ohio State, Incredible Twists and Improbable Turns Along the Ohio State Buckeyes Recruiting Trail. Doug, congrats on the book, and thank you for joining us.
Great timing to have an Ohio State book come out right after their first regular season loss in 3 years. But thanks, guys, for having me on.
Listen, Oregon's a good team, but the Buckeyes were still a 14-point favorite. What's the bigger surprise, that they lost or the way they lost, how bad the defense was and how much they got pushed around, Doug?
Yeah, it's one of those things. I think, like, we thought this might be an issue, like, several months ago, because you respect Joe Moorhead, the former Penn State offensive coordinator, who's the offensive coordinator out in Oregon now. You knew that he might scheme something up for you. We knew there were defensive issues with Ohio State. And then they get into camp, and everybody's all enthused, and they're talking about the guys who are going to have breakthroughs. And it's like, okay, you know what? I think, you know, Oregon didn't look good in week one, and Anthony Brown at quarterback seemed kind of mediocre. And then it was exactly sort of what we maybe thought months ago. It's like, Joe Moorhead schemed it up, and this defense is vulnerable. And it's just weird. I mean, you go, Dustin, you know it more than anybody. It's like, it is just strange to watch an Ohio State defense get pushed around. And no Ohio State fan is ever going to get used to that. So there are scheme issues, and there are coaching points that need to be emphasized, but there's just not a lot of special guys on this defense right now. And there almost always are one or two special guys, and that's just hard to get used to.
Why are there not special guys? I mean, it seems like the Buckeyes do all these great recruiting jobs, and they retool and they rebuild, and they talk about it doesn't matter. You know, they're just going to plug guys in. Are the players not there right now, Doug?
Yeah, they hit a recruiting lull, sort of like the third-year class right now, the 2019 guys, is right in that crossover Urban-Ryan Day class, right? And so that class wasn't as good as you would expect. And a lot of times you're propelled by your third-year guys. And then they have a bunch of these fourth-year guys from the class of 2018 who are highly ranked five-star recruits: Taraji Mitchell at linebacker, Teron Vincent on the defensive line, Josh Proctor, who just got hurt, who was playing well. And, like, they're not making differences right now. So there was a little bit of a recruiting lull that you could see. And when you think about it, they've been killing it in recruiting at quarterback, killing it in recruiting at receiver. But their linebackers, there's not a Ryan Shazier in that room. Their corners, who actually played okay Saturday, there's not a Marshawn Lattimore in that room. They're really short at safety right now after one injury. So there is a little bit of a recruiting lull that they are in the process of fixing. But then I think the issue is sometimes they play simplistic defense because they rely on the talent. And if you play simplistic defense and the talent's not elite, then you see what happens.
Right.
We were playing the clips from Ryan Day earlier, Doug, and it sounded to me as he was throwing the defensive staff under the bus. Do you agree with that, or do you have a problem with it?
You know, it's a very interesting point for Ryan Day. I thought at times today he sounded sort of like an offensive coordinator and not the head coach. That he really sort of like, well, the offense is good enough. We need to be better on fourth down, but we put up 600 yards. The young quarterback threw for 484. Like, it's not the offense. Now, the bottom line is they only scored 28. So yards are great. You only scored 28. And, like, in this world of college football, 28 doesn't win you a ton of games, right? Unless your defense is Bama's defense. So it's not like the offense was without some blame here. And he kind of absolved the offense and really did put it on the defense, and then was sort of like annoyed, like, hey, if I have to spend time with the defense, then I can't be calling plays, and that hurts everybody. I did find it a bit odd. Now, on the other hand, it's like, I think it's true, right? We all grilled Kerry Combs after the game on Saturday, and then Tuesday, today with Ryan Day, he was harsher than we were on Saturday. So I think it's real, but I thought like the sort of like it's all the defense, it's none of the offense, I thought was a little unexpected, I would say.
Doug, do you think that he will make any changes to the coaching staff midseason?
So it's really hard here. I thought he made a bad hire in the offseason. Greg Madison, veteran defensive coordinator, 3 or 4 decades as a position coach and coordinator in college and the NFL. He retires, and you fill that spot. He promotes a guy in Parker Fleming who is an offensive coach, and he hires him to be the assistant secondary coach and coach specialty. So if you had Greg Madison right now, you could fall back on him a little bit. That's a guy that you could say, Greg, you got to call the defense now, right? He had a chance to fill that with a veteran, and he filled it with the most inexperienced guy you could find who happened to be in the building as a, you know, as a guy working his way up, as a grad assistant. I thought that was a bad hire at the time, and it's hurting him right now because you have all this experience on offense. You have Kevin Wilson helping out Ryan Day and Greg Studrawa and Brian Hartline as a rising star. And if you don't, if it's not Kerry, Larry Johnson's never been a coordinator, great position coach, never been a coordinator. Al Washington seems like a rising star, never been a coordinator. Matt Barnes, never been a coordinator. The only guy there is Paul Rhodes, who's an analyst making $45,000 a year, 10-year defensive coordinator in college. You'd have to move guys around to get him a full-time spot and make him the play caller. I asked Ryan Day about that. He didn't go there, but I think that would be the only thing you can do. So, like, for this week, if Kerry Combs isn't calling the plays, it's like, well, who would? Nobody else has ever done it. Ryan Day dug his own hole here a little bit.
Yeah.
We're talking with Doug LeMaurice, Cleveland.com. His new book is out. Everybody's excited about it. The Road to Ohio State, Incredible Twists and Improbable Turns Along the Ohio State Buckeyes Recruiting Trail. We'll get more into that in just a sec. But Doug, you know, it's crazy. You mentioned all the yardage Ohio State had offensively, but they didn't score enough points. And it's weird to say, like, it was weird because, like, C.J. Stroud threw for, I don't know what it was, 400-something yards. But after the game, I felt like watching it, like I wasn't that impressed with him. Is that I can't even understand how I felt that way. It's like the statistics were huge, but he didn't blow me away with his talent. I don't know. Am I crazy? What do you make of him so far?
I felt the same thing after the game, and Ryan Day, like, very much pushed back against that today. Ryan Day, again, sort of almost talked like a quarterback's coach, saying, like, hey, I thought he was accurate. I thought he played great for a young guy. He certainly didn't lose in the game. He threw for 484. I think the problem is a lot of his throws that he hits, the guys are wide open because it's Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson, and they are smoking dudes in their routes, and defenses are scared of them, and they back off, and they let them run underneath, and they're wide open. So the throws that he hits, it's like it's hard to give him credit for it sometimes because it's like, well, that guy was open by 8 yards. Right. And then you see him miss stuff sometimes. He's not a dynamic runner like Justin Fields or Braxton Miller, and so he's not going to make a ton of plays on his own. He did run for a first down at a key spot that was called back by a hold. But I think that's part of it. Like, you watch other quarterbacks across college football, Spencer Rattler's hitting windows. Bryce Young's hitting windows, right? Like, other guys are making tougher throws. And his receivers are so good, sometimes the throws look easy. And so I think that's part of it for us is, like, I want to see you really squeeze one in there. Most of the time he doesn't have to, but yeah. I thought he had 4 or 5 times to make sort of like a game-saving play maybe that he didn't do it. So listen, it's his second career start. It's not his fault. But sure. It does leave you with that feeling, Bull, and I agree with it, but Ryan Day really pushed back on anybody who suggested that. He was trying to make it very clear that he thought C.J. Stroud played great.
Yeah. Where does this leave Ohio State in the national picture in terms of the playoff?
You have to look good. You can't just win out. You've got to look good. Now, the Big Ten's going to give you an opportunity. I think we have to be at a point with what the SEC looks like, as good as Georgia looks, as good as Bama looks. Texas A&M is interesting if they can get the injured quarterback figured out. I think you've got to think about 2 out of the SEC. Who's going to stop Oklahoma? I don't know. So now are you down to 1 spot for, like, the Pac-12 champ, Clemson, or Ohio State? I think Clemson and Ohio State might be in a beauty contest. Ohio State has a better schedule. Penn State looks pretty decent. That's a chance for a good win. Iowa looks pretty good if that's the Big Ten championship game. That would help Ohio State. So they're not out of it. Of course they have to win out, but I think they also have to look good doing it, because in the end you lost at home to a team that was missing its best player. And that conversation is going to happen in the committee room. That they didn't have Kayvon Thibodeau, and they still beat Ohio State. So they're not out of it, but they've got to not just win, but look good doing it and persuade all 13 committee members that by the end of the year, they are a different team than the one that lost in week two.
Doug, when people read your book, when they're finished, what do you think is the first thing they're going to think? When they close the book, they're done with it, and they just think about reading your book for a moment, what are they thinking about? What's the first thought that's going to come to their mind when they're done?
That guy is a great writer. That's not it at all. It's going to be that the power of Ohio State is real, because from the Woody era to the Earl era to the Cooper era to the Tressel era to the Urban era to the Ryan Day era, there are guys telling stories of, I got there and I felt it. And yes, relationships with the head coach matter. And yes, you know, are you going to get to the NFL? All that matters. But Joey Bosa never grew up as an Ohio State fan. He had Ohio State blood in his family. He always was like anti-Ohio State, just to sort of be a pain in the neck. His mom says that when Joey's on his visit, she's not with him, he calls her standing on the 50-yard line at Ohio Stadium, and they're talking on the phone, and she says, I could hear in his voice that he was going to go to Ohio State. And like, what is that? And there's so many guys who have that story. And it's like all this stuff goes into recruiting. Other schools have it too, for sure. But Ohio State has it. There is something about the power, the aura. I said, I think Woody Hayes still wins recruiting battles for Ohio State right now, because what they established decades ago, even if 18-year-olds can't name it or put their finger on it, I think they get here and they feel it, and that still gets them great players sometimes.
Doug, last thing for me, Urban Meyer, is he in over his head?
He needs people. I think I was worried that maybe Urban would surround himself with yes men. I think Urban is a very skilled leader in a lot of ways. I also think he has to have people around him who will tell him no, and who will tell him, man, that worked in college, don't do it in the NFL. You saw it with the Iowa strength coach hire that blew up in his face right away. I question whether he has those people around him. And so I think he has the ability to succeed, and it is on him in the end. But I think he's got to get a different group, that the things that Urban does well, he can do. He can lead, he can motivate in different ways. But it does, if there are reports that it's chaotic, it's an adjustment for him, and I don't know if he got the right people around him. I think he has a chance to get it back, but he's got to make changes and get strong NFL minds who have done it before to be there to help prop him up, I think.
The book, The Road to Ohio State, Incredible Twists and Improbable Turns Along the Ohio State Buckeyes Recruiting Trail. I know it's available on Amazon. I assume all the usual places, Doug?
Yeah. If you go to Barnes & Noble, it might not be there right now because they're having some slow delays with the pandemic, but bookshop.org, if you want to send the money to a local bookshop by buying it online, and then it should be out there in a lot of bookstores across Ohio in the next couple days.
Good luck, Doug. We appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, Doug Lemaurice.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.